It will be Jonesboro's basketball start this final quarter as they lead Mountain home of 43-27. Bombers out on the floor. Now the Hurricane join them as we're getting ready to play these last 8 minutes. Keelan McBride will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets it into Marion Wilson. We are back underway. Wilson into the front court, gives it to McBride up the top. Over the left side to Pointer. Up top to Washington. Over on the right side to Harrell. Harrell give it up top to McBride. Over on the left side to Wilson. Up top to Washington. Over to Pointer on the right. Mounts home in a man-to-man. Ball goes up top to Washington. Over to Harrell on the left. Back up top to McBride. Over on the right side to Wilson. Wilson gives up top to Washington. Over on the left to Pointer. Up top to McBride. Over on the right side to Harrell. Now back up top to McBride. And they're going to reset the offense. Now Pointer has up the top. He drills to the right side. Gives it there to Wilson. Wilson will give it to Pointer on the right corner. Back to Wilson on the wing. Up top to McBride. Over to Washington on the left wing. He finds Wilson just outside the lane for the jumper off the glass. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Jones. Back comes Mountain home. Gilbert quickly into the front court for the Bombers. Dribbles to the left wing. Takes the screen from Jones. Now throws it to Jones in the corner. Cross court pass to Harris in the right corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper just outside the lane. Good. And Satch Harris is now in double figures with 10 points. Back comes Wilson quickly for Jonesboro. He has it just outside the lane. Now throws it to Harrell in the right corner. Now gives it on the wing to Washington. Washington will dribble between the circles. 6:20 left to play in the game. Jonesboro up 43-29. Now Wilson has it. Wilson will give it up top to McBride. Over on the left side to Pointer. Pointer throws it up top to Harrell. Over to Washington on the right. Washington gives up top to Harrell. Over on the left to Wilson. Finds Washington on the low block. He's looking to go up for the turnaround jumper. No good, but draws contact. And he'll head to the free throw line with 5:51 left to play in this game. Matt Jones picks up his fourth personal foul. Team foul number five against the Bombers here in the second half. So Jesse Washington at the free throw line, where so far he's 4-4 with 21 points. He gets the first one here as well. One more free throw coming up for Jesse Washington. Second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 23 points. 45-29. Hurricane Leant. Gilbert into the front court with 5:45 left to play in the game. Gilbert dribbles into the lane. Has the ball knocked away from him as he goes up for the shot, and Jonesboro comes up with it. Here is Wilson into the front court. Gives it to McBride. Over to Washington on the left wing. Up top to Harrell. Over on the right side to Pointer. Pointer's going to drill down into the lane, going up for the running jumper. Good. Devon Pointer with his first field goal of the night. He has 3 points. And it is 47-29. Mount Jonesboro leading Mount home with about 5 minutes left in this game. There's McGee with it on the left wing. Gives it to Jones in the corner. Cross-court pass to Gilbert on the right side. Now Gilbert's going to drill down towards the corner, pull up for the jumper, good. Wyatt Gilbert with 14 points, 47-31, Jonesboro leading it with 4:47 left to play in this game. Tell you this second half, these two teams have actually played fairly even, but Mountain Home just gave up too much to Jonesboro in that first half. Here is Washington with it on the left wing, throws it up top to McBride. Over on the right side goes to Harrell. Finds a Pointer cutting into the lane for the layup. Can't get it to go. And the rebound's controlled by Gilbert. He's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Throws it to Jones in the left corner. Jones going into the lane. Finds Sorrell, but they're going to say before that Sorrell goes in for the layup, Jones is going to be fouled. With 4:16 left to play in the game. Fouls on Marion Wilson. That's his third personal foul. Is the 13th foul against the Hurricane here in the second half. McGee will inbound it to Jones in the left corner. Jones is going to go down towards the lane, losing all the ball, but gives it to Harris. Ball goes to Harris, now to Sorrell, over to Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert's going to try for the quick three, no good. Jones with the offensive rebound. He goes back up with it, will not go, and he's called for the offensive rebound, and he's done for the night. Matt Jones has just fouled out of this game with 6 points. And that is Matt Holmes' 14th turnover of the night as well. So he'll take a seat with 4:04 left to play in the game. Jake Harrell's going to check out of the game as he's replaced by Shamar Anderson. So Dawson Tabor's going to come into the game for Matt Holmes to replace Matt Jones, who again just picked up foul number 5. That was the 16th foul, by the way, against the Bombers as well. 47-31, Hurricane with the ball and the lead. Ball goes to Pointer, now to Anderson on the left wing. Now up top to McBride. Over on the right side to Rouse, who checked in a moment ago. Now ball goes over on the left wing to Wilson. Now up top to Pointer. Pointer's going to go down towards the lane. Now kicks it back out to Wilson. A little over 3.5 minutes left to play in this game. Now McBride over to Rouse on the left wing. Up top to Pointer. Over to Anderson on the right. Anderson finds McBride cutting towards the lane. Now he kicks it back out to Anderson. Now ball goes over to Wilson on the left side. 3:15. I think Mount Jonesboro is just trying to milk as much of this clock as they can. Ball goes to Pointer. Over to Anderson on the right. Now back up top to Pointer. Over on the left side to Rouse. Back over to McBride now. He throws to Wilson in the left wing. Now over to Rouse. Rouse dribbles towards the top, gives it to McBride on the left. McBride's going to find Anderson in the lane by himself for the layup. No good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound against Jonesboro. With 2:50 left to play in the game. That, I believe, they're going to get Devon Pointer with his first personal foul. That is the fourth team foul against Jonesboro here in the second half. 2:50 left to play in this game. Bombers get the ball back. Hurricane up 47-31. And before we get started playing again, looks like we're going to have to wipe a little perspiration off the floor. Now, Jesse Washington is going to check back in for Jonesboro, replacing Kevon Pointer. Here is Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. We're back underway. Gives to McGee there on the right side. McGee will dribble up to the top. Finds Sorrell at the free throw line. Gives to Tabor on the low block. Tabor's going to put up the hook shot. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Anderson. And back come the Hurricane. 2.5 minutes left to play in this game. Jonesboro with the ball leading by 16. Wilson into the front court. Throws over to Washington. Over to McBride on the right side. Now to Wilson. Over to Rouse. Up top to Washington. Now ball goes over to Rouse on the left side. Now he'll give it to Wilson there on the wing. Now ball goes over to Washington on the right. Now up top to Rouse. Jonesboro's just playing keep away, milking as much of this clock as they can as we tick inside 2 minutes. Rouse has it. Now gives it to Wilson. Wilson giving it to Washington. Over to McBride on the right side. McBride dribbling now near the half-court line. Gives it to Rouse. Rouse will find Wilson. Wilson gives to Anderson on the low block. His layup is good, and he's fouled from behind. Shamar Anderson will go to the line for the and-one situation with 1:40 left to play in this game. Satch Harris picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 7 against Mountain Home. Shamar Anderson so far 2-2 from the free throw line with 6 points as he has one free throw to shoot here, and he gets it. Now Anderson's going to come out of the game as he'll be replaced by Kevon Pointer. 50-31, Jonesboro leading it. And they have Abe Crawford's going to check into the game for the Bombers as he'll replace Jake McGee. Nope, sorry, he'll replace Adam Sorrell. Here's Gilbert across the timeline for Mountain Home. Dribbles to the left right corner. Now he's going down towards lane. Now goes back out to the corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Wilson, and back comes Jonesboro. 1:22 left to play in this game. So it looks like it's going to be a tough night overall for Mountain Home. Both Mountain Home teams are going to fall to Jonesboro to open up 5A East action. Here is McBride throwing it to Washington, up top to Rouse. Now to Wilson once again at the right elbow. He dribbles out to the wing. Tries to give it to Rouse, who passes wide of him. Goes out of bounds. That is Jonesboro's sixth turnover of the night. Mount Holmes has 14 in this game. 1 minute left in this contest. Mount Holmes with the ball. Jonesboro up 50-31. And, boy, Gilbert just lost the handle of the ball, and Washington comes up with a steal. As Mount Holmes' 15th turnover of the night. 45 seconds left. I don't know if Mount Holmes even going to try to bother fouling. Now ball goes over to Rouse on the left side. As his pass knocked away, stolen by Satch Harris. Seventh turnover against Jonesboro. Here is Harris across the timeline. Almost has the ball knocked away from him. Now gives it to McGee. Now McGee's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the right side. In and out, no good. Washington gets a rebound. And looks like they're just going to these 15 seconds tick off the clock. Washington will get it across the timeline. And they're just going to let the last couple of seconds tick off, and we have reached the end of this contest. So a tough night for Mountain Home as the Bombers fall to Jonesboro by a final score of 50-31. We will come back in just a moment and check.
Tornado warning has been issued until 9:15 p.m. tonight for Johnson, Pope, Searcy, and Newton counties. Storms are currently moving northeast at about 50 miles an hour. National Weather Service Doppler radar currently shows evidence that a tornado is forming or has already formed over the warned area. In addition to a radar-indicated tornado, large hail will also be likely with these storms. 1-inch diameter hail is likely. For your safety, the best course of action is to get to the lowest level of a sturdy structure as fast as you can. Typically, this would be a basement. If you don't have a basement, get to the lowest level of your home in a small interior room such as a closet or a bathroom. Also, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 9 p.m. tonight for Boone, Johnson, Newton, and Pope counties. Currently, storms are moving quickly to the northeast at about 60 miles an hour. Both strong straight-line winds and large hail will be likely with these storms. Wind gusts to 60 miles an hour are likely, in addition to hail the size of nickels. In addition to strong straight-line winds and large hail, tornadic development is also a possibility, although at this time, none has been observed or detected by Doppler radar. Once again, a tornado warning continues until 9:15 p.m. tonight for Johnson, Pope, Searcy, and Newton counties. And a severe thunderstorm warning continues until 9 p.m. tonight for Boone, Johnson, Newton, and Pope counties. Stay tuned for additional updates. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
You're one of the millions of Americans who owes back taxes. If you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. Their enforcement agents are cracking down this year and can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts. Even your home or business could be at risk over unpaid taxes. It's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. The award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible, protecting your paycheck and your assets from IRS collections. But don't delay, because the IRS is tacking on interest and hefty penalties every single day. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.